Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm afternoon across Israel, with sunny skies stretching from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, a perfect day for those venturing outside. In Haifa, the temperatures are mild, making it pleasant for a stroll along the coastline. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today, four people were reported killed as Israel struck South Lebanon. The IDF targeted a disused hospital building, alleging it was used by Hezbollah as a command center after an attack on troops. Also, Ynet reports that Israeli forces uncovered a rocket during a raid on a Hamas cell in the West Bank. 10 operatives were arrested, revealing an M16 and explosives. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post details that Houthis claim to target Saudi forces. They allegedly used domestically manufactured missiles in the attack. Separately, I-24 News reports Israeli forces dismantled a Hamas cell during a raid in the West Bank's Aqaba area. And finally, from earlier today, a report from I-24 News highlights that Israeli forces dismantled a Hamas cell in the West Bank's Aqaba area. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, posted just minutes ago that Israel has thwarted dozens of Iranian and Hezbollah terror plots against Israelis and Jews abroad over the past year. Maurice Hirsch, an Israeli legal advisor, shared earlier that the British Foreign Secretary highlighted stories about Gaza, but emphasized that there are no restrictions on medicine entry and many Gazans receive medical treatment. Caroline Glick, a commentator, remarked just now how global narratives are shifting from Gaza to the West Bank in media reports. Let's go deeper into today's main stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report on Israel's strike in South Lebanon. The IDF claims the targeted building was used by Hezbollah as a command center. This comes hours after Hezbollah drones targeted Israeli troops. Such developments could escalate tensions along the northern border, impacting regional stability. Turning to the Ynet report, Israeli security forces arrested 10 Hamas operatives in the West Bank. Their interrogation led to the discovery of a rocket, an M16, and explosives. This highlights ongoing security challenges and the potential for future threats within the region. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights that Houthis targeted Saudi forces using what they claim are domestically made missiles. The Houthis released a video purportedly showing the strike. This incident underscores the ongoing volatility in the Yemeni conflict, with broader implications for Gulf security. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that Israel is in discussions to sell an air defense system to the UAE. These talks, involving the US, aim to enhance the UAE's defense capabilities. Separately, CTEC notes that Scale Up House is searching for Israel's next global companies. 29 companies presented to a committee after nearly 10-0 applied. And finally, Walla Business reveals that about half of the summer layoffs were of workers who were also laid off last year. This data points to ongoing employment challenges, particularly affecting women in sectors like education and agriculture. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.